going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Campbell, his wingspan would be a bit of a historical outlier at that position. How do you view that information, and does that give you any pause at any point throughout the evaluation process?
I wouldn't say it gave pause. It's something that you kind of get that metric and you go back and look at it. I think we only started measuring wingspan like 10 years ago, so you know, historically for the last 10 years, maybe it's an outlier, but ultimately it always comes back to the tape and just some of his unique athletic ability and ability to bend and extend, even though he doesn't have that long wingspan, his ability to recover and his ability to anticipate. For a young guy, he's pretty polished for an offensive lineman. So we just kept coming back to the tape and seeing those things and didn't think they affected him too much.
How about that? The Wolfpack still has some kind of role.
Yeah, he is. He's up there.
Makes it sound like he was the guy in charge, for God's sakes.
He got a real job. He's in charge of stuff.
I do like how he said we didn't see it too much on tape when it comes to Will Campbell.
No.
And see the issues too much.
No.
In the SEC.
They've only measured wingspan for 10 years.
I also like that.
Maybe it's an outlier.
We've only been measuring wingspan for about 10 years. We should fact check. When he says about 10 years to me, that's a red flag. Yeah. Where it's like, I bet it's a lot longer than that. Because didn't we have numbers the other day from Giardi that they went back at least to 2011?
Yeah, I thought so.
So that's more than 10 years. Maybe it's 14. But still, when he says about 10 years, already I'm like, this sounds like a BS answer.
Uh-huh.
But okay, fine. You only measured it for that amount of time. It's absolutely an outlier for that amount of time, which he did acknowledge. So if you had thoughts on Will Campbell, we felt like it was important to react to that on Friday, give our thoughts on that on Friday and be here for that. I didn't love that pick. I have questions about that pick. It's hard for me, Keith, to give the Patriots too high of a grade. I love a lot of what they did on day two and day three, but day one has to really outweigh everything else in my estimate. It's the fourth overall pick.
Right.
So if you're going to be giving the Patriots a high grade, an A, you better love the Will Campbell pick. Maybe you do. I was less of a fan of it. I'd give the Patriots like a solid B for this. Mm-hmm. I think they got a lot of players who could start and contribute. I really like what they did on day two, meaning rounds two and three. But if your highest pick may not even be a fit at the position you drafted him for, he may not be a left tackle, it's hard for me to go too high with the grade. I'd give him a good solid B.
Yeah, you can't take every pick and give that a grade and then average it out because it is so top weighted. Like, you can't like, oh, I like the flyer they took in the seventh. That's not the same as the guy who took it fourth overall.
Right.
So I'm with you. I think if you love the Will Campbell pick, then it's got to be an A plus. I was more in the middle. I liked it more than you did, for example. So I'd probably go like B plus.
B minus.
No, Duran, I would go B plus. I also, full disclosure, I guess take all these with a grain of salt. Last year at this time, I also liked the draft.
Me too.
An egg on my face.
Last year, I did give the draft an A.
Because they went quarterback, they drafted two wide receivers, they drafted two offensive linemen, they grabbed a tight end. Like, they went so offensive heavy, which is what they needed to do.
Uh-huh.
For years, you know, Belichick took so many defensive players and left the team with nothing on offense. And you were saying, all right, at the very least, draft offensive guys. And at the time of the draft, we didn't know that Polk and Baker couldn't play at all and the linemen weren't great. So, you know, they even took a second quarterback who they've since traded. But at that time, I was like, what a good draft that was. It was terrible.
Right.
They got Drake May, so I guess maybe not terrible. And so maybe this will work out the opposite way, where the first round pick last year hit and nobody else did. Maybe this year, even if you have to move Will Campbell to guard, maybe you get a bunch of productive players. Like, I love the Travion Henderson pick. On Friday, we came on and we each had our five guys that we liked.
He was on your list.
He was number one.
Yeah.
So, and you know, they had the sixth pick, I guess it was, in the second round. And you're sitting there, guys are coming off the board, and you're like, hey, they could take him. And they did. And I'm like, wow. Not often does that happen. Like, in the Bill Belichick era, they never drafted the guy, for better or for worse, that you wanted them to take. So Travion Henderson was one. And then, even though we didn't talk a ton of Kyle Williams, I don't think, during the draft.
No, we thought they'd be targeting receiver earlier.
Yeah, I liked both Iowa State guys who both went to Houston.
Yep.
You notice that?
I did notice
Houston
this.
Drafted both of them.
The Patriots did not have a chance to get Higgins. He went, I think, 34 to Houston.
I would have taken Noel.
So you would have taken Noel over Williams?
Yes. Yeah, okay. I probably would have. But, I mean, I like Williams, too. Very productive last year. Super speed. So they went speed heavy with both Henderson and
he toasted your guy, Travis Hunter.
I am aware of that. Yeah. That I watched that video going into the draft from the Hunter perspective, meaning like this was a knock on Travis Hunter as a corner. I'm not overly concerned about that, but he did have a very good matchup against Travis Hunter.
He was
for sure.
17 yards a catch last year at 14 touchdowns for Washington State.
So here's what I like. Okay, so I don't love the Campbell pick, and I'm not changing my mind on that. The Twitch chat is like, of course you guys are down on the draft. I gave it a B.
B plus is good.
I didn't say they failed. I just said I can't give it an A if I don't love the fourth pick. Like, I'm sorry I don't love the fourth pick.
No, it's very weighted by the top pick.
I never loved Will Campbell. We were talking about him in college football season, and we said in like November he might be a guard. I didn't even need to see the measurements at the combine. There were questions about him in his final year at LSU that he may not be a tackle. I never loved that pick. I'm sorry I don't love that pick. Sorry. I can't give it an A if I don't love the first pick. But the rest of it, I do think, to a degree, they nailed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I were going to nitpick, I wish they took the receiver at 38 and they got the running back in the third round. But Travion Henderson has the potential to be...
I like him.
A difference maker and wildly explosive, and something I didn't know about him, and you saw this in the immediate aftermath of the pick, was how good of a pass blocker he is, which I don't really care about, but coaches care about, and that's going to get him on the field quickly, and he's not going to be a guy you have to protect and keep off the field. He's going to play immediately because they can trust him on third down, and he can be out there, A, protecting Drake May, and B, it's not going to be a giveaway every time he's on the field. Like, if you can't pass block, Sony Michel was this way.
Yeah.
If you can't pass block and you're not much of a pass catcher and you're on the field, the defense knows you're running and like you can't get into that.
It took James White a little bit to get on the field. So, took Shane Vereen time to get on the field.
So look, I love that these two guys are fast and explosive because I think the offense needs that. I think they need playmakers and game breakers and explosive players and fast players. And I do think they need that. What they sacrifice is size, which is one of the things I don't love about Henderson. Elliott Wolf said he's going to be a three down back. I don't think he will be. Okay, I don't think he has the frame to be a three down back. If I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. But that's my opinion on that. At 202, I don't think he's a three down guy. Now, if he's a pass game back and he's electric and he's Kamara or somebody like that, well, then look out. That's an awesome pick. Or the comp for him, super high end, would be Jahmyr Gibbs. If that's what he is, then awesome. But I think backs at 202 tend to not be three down backs. Kyle Williams, to me, is, again, explosive. He's also small. You brought up, Keith, you know, some questions about his ability to catch. Mike Reese had this note over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Williams had 14 catches on passes thrown 20-plus yards downfield, which was fourth in the FBS. That's great.
Yeah.
Again, that speaks to his speed and his explosiveness. Williams, whose hand side was measured at 8 3/4, totaled 8 drops last year, 15th most in FBS. That's an 8% drop rate. So he can get open. Is he going to catch it when he gets there? I don't know, but I love that these guys are fast and explosive, even if they had to sacrifice some size for it. I love that it feels like they had a type, and they went for it, and we'll see if they're right.
Well, and based on recent track record with a guy like N'Keal Harry, or even, you know, Jalen Polk, who doesn't have the same body as N'Keal Harry, but he's more of like a possession receiver and, you know, talks about like contested catches. Like, I'll take a guy that just gets open.
Agreed.
And then at that point, all right, catch it. You're going to have to catch it. But give Drake May some home run hitters, which he did not have last year. So if Kyle Williams kind of sprinkles in as maybe your third receiver, but he's just tearing down the field, like, I'll take it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Henderson, at least in year one, won't have to be a three-down back. And maybe you start to use him more and more and more on, or maybe like every third down. And then depending on whether or not Stevenson's holding on to the ball or not, or, you know, depending on the type of season Gibson's having, he may be that guy. Like, I looked at him as probably, what, the third best back draft?
I preferred him to I preferred Judkins to him.
Oh, you did? Okay.
And Judkins did go before him, but yeah.
They're both, like, top five. So I think
fourth, certainly a top five back in the draft, yeah.
And so that's why, like, you and I both, you first, and then I was like, yeah, like, I liked the idea of Jenty at four. But once that passed, I certainly didn't want to trade back into round one and get like Hampton or anything like that. And the fact that the draft just fell to you and Henderson was on the board, I'll take, because this you need to add as many pieces to the offense as possible. And so they tried that with Campbell, and that will, we shall see. But ideally, if you're thinking about it, if you hit on all your picks, they said left tackle, speed back, which Robert Kraft talked a lot about, back.
Might have been a Robert Kraft pick at 38.
And speed wideout. Like, you added those three things. So as heavy as they were on defense during free agency, it was kind of a breath of fresh air to go, here's three guys that should help Drake May right away.
Well, and I'll tell you, speaking of Mike Reese, he had this as well. I mean, the guys from last year probably already were on notice, but here's how Reese put it today. He said, after signing veterans Steph Diggs and Mac Hollins in free agency, and after drafting Washington State's Kyle Williams in the third round, the Patriots have revamped their wide receiver room, which I agree with. I don't know if Diggs is going to be out there week one, but when everybody's healthy and out there, that's probably their top three in some order. Reese says third-year slot, DeMario Douglas is probably safe. Probably safe. Wow. Which means veteran Kendrick Bourne, third-year player Kayshawn Booty, and 2024 draft picks Jalen Polk and Javon Baker are among those vying for a role in a suddenly crowded position group. Now, I don't know what you're going to get for Kayshawn Booty in a trade, or even Pop Douglas if you wanted to do it.
Maybe something.
I'd be surprised if they cut Bourne, but we'll see. I mean, I'm fine with none of those guys being in the room. I don't think you need any of them. I'm happy you have three guys ahead of everybody in your room from a year ago.
Yeah.
But there are going to be odd men out, and it could be the guys you drafted last year.
Well, one guy will probably make the team out of camp that won't all season in place of Diggs. So let's say Diggs starts the year on the PUP list, and that's out 4 weeks or whatever it is. Then that buys time for somebody. But that is a lot of guys. I would say Polk and Baker probably should be ready to leave.
Yeah, I mean, Baker, you're on notice. Polk, maybe because of the draft capital, you survive, but if
they're but it wasn't a Vrabel pick.
No,
so
it wasn't.
Like,
that's
I don't
true.
Think you're safe. Like, I think, you know, it's crazier when you see around the league, you know, a second or a third round pick getting cut after a year when it's their own guys, right? Like, if it's like a Dominique Easley or a Cyrus Jones or somebody that was like, or Duke Dawson, like,
we'll
you're on the team.
If Polk survives and he's on the roster,
I think that means a bunch of guys got hurt.
Well,
honestly.
Or maybe it means Wolf has a teeny time. I'm not telling you he's calling the shots.
Yeah.
But maybe he's got a little bit of influence there. This was Elliot Wolf, by the way, after night two of the draft. He spoke after the draft on Saturday as well. But this is Wolf on Friday night about Trevion Henderson. For everyone who loves the Henderson pick, and you're one of them, ultimately they decided to stay. But they clearly considered trading out of that pick, which makes me question how in love with Henderson they were. Here's the exchange on Elliot Wolf from, again, night two of the draft.
Elliot, the broadcast showed you on the phone. It's the clock wound down to under a minute with that 38th overall pick. Can you take us through what was happening there on the phone and why you ended up on Trevion?
Yeah, so some teams were calling, talking about moving up, and ultimately we didn't feel that the value that was being offered to us was worth possibly losing out on Trevion. So we just ended up sending the pick in and, you know, getting him on the phone with about 58 seconds left there.
So He was shown on the broadcast under a minute. They're trying to move the pick. They didn't get what they wanted, but they were trying to move that pick. And it's been subsequently reported there were players, or actually he said this separately in an answer, there were players ahead of that went ahead of them that they were considering taking. So some people thought that was Higgins, the wide receiver from Iowa State.
No, Bedard said the Bedard guard said from Arizona.
Correct, because the Dolphins leapfrogged them and moved in front of them. Bedard said it's the guard from Arizona. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Whoever it was, they got jumped. There was a player they wanted, and they considered moving the pick. So, look, they stuck there. They ultimately took him. I do wish they got a receiver there. I like Luther Burden. He's got plenty of questions about him. And you were telling me about his girlfriend, which I was unaware
of. Yeah, there's something going on there. I don't know if she's an Instagram person or whatever, but I guess there are a few red flags.
She's a succubus like Bill's girl there? Who
no,
we'll get
that's
to?
A different story altogether. I don't think so. She's probably older than Bill's girlfriend.
But okay. I mean, I would have preferred Burden there. I wish they got the receiver in round two and the back in round three. But overall, I like what they did a lot on days two and three. They got a bunch of value players. The offensive lineman from Georgia, Wilson, Farmer, and what's the edge rusher's name out of LSU? Like good Swinton. Values. Thank you. Swinton, good value that they got there.
Yeah.
So like, I like a lot of what they did. I just wasn't in love with their pick at four, which to me outweighs it. I'll give it a B.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.